But you know, I gotta agree with you, man.
Dini minta-minta nak pergi US. Bukan main, demi slang semua dah masuk.
Okay, let's... Sup, dog?
Oh. Let's cut to the show. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the house tonight, they go by the name KKB. Hello. Yeah, get it. Bukanlah mengata ataupunlah menghina, kita semuanya hanya biasa-biasa saja. Jangan kerana mulut badan jadi binasa. Tiada mana sempurna, kita hanya manusia. Bang bicara, let it go. Everybody in the house, here we go. Semua bang bang, let it go. Everybody in the house, here we go.
Kalau mengata ya.
Sup guys, welcome back to KKB.
What up, Doc?
Woohoo! Hello, people. I'm Amy.
Shane.
Hafiz in the house, man.
Money.
Hafiz tengah feeling eh, dia nak pergi US next month. Mamboy, dia punya accent.
Sup, dog?
Yeah, I'm living in the US for now.
My
dog.
Yeah,
my anjing.
Pergi US buat apa ni?
Anjir. Huh? Untuk BTS.
Okay. I'm going to US to watch BTS. Okay.
Kedis ya.
Oh, you got a problem, man? No, you gotta say it to my face, man.
Come on, man. Hafiz is like going to US dengan wife there pasal he is going to the BTS concert. The
basically, I'm a good
dia.
Husband.
Amboy.
Class lah, you.
He's going to join the army.
But
huh? By the BTS army.
Alright.
Sialah.
Never an army, okay?
Amboy.
Hafiz, please.
Hafiz, lepas
that.
Kau kena kecam lah banyak army tau. Okay,
no. Hey, you don't come back. Huh? Rambut center parting.
I respect your army, but sorry, I'm not an army.
Kulit putih.
Golden hair.
Oh, you really got a problem?
Tteokbokki.
Kimchi tteokbokki. Annyeonghaseyo.
Oh, no. Cakap Korean tapi nak pergi US. Okay.
What are we gonna do today?
So how y'all?
Same old shit lah, bro.
Same old shit, different day lah.
Same old shit lah.
Yeah. Okay. So today we're gonna play a game. It's not actually a game lah. It's just topics we got off from internet.
Okay.
So like there's a bunch of questions.
Okay.
You know where I'm getting at.
Oh my god, I hate it when you do this. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna ask you questions lah. Questions.
Okay, but pertaining to what?
Pertaining to
anything,
relationship, yeah. Relationship, your example, your first crush.
Ma.
Something like that lah. So the people at home can know us better.
Okay, okay.
Okay, we're gonna start off lightly lah.
Right.
So I don't trust you.
No, it's very light.
Okay.
So, the first question is, what was your favorite food growing up?
Favorite food growing up?
Yeah.
Me. Korang pergi dulu lah. Kenapa korang tengok aku siap?
Aku ingat kau cakap me.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
I was thinking
me.
Noodles, yeah.
No.
Okay.
Made?
Made.
Okay, aku
nasi lemak.
Aku tak
nasi lemak.
Nasi mi rebus.
Eh, korang ni, korang nak ada jawab tapi korang tak habis. Okay.
Nasi putih, ikan goreng, kicap.
Kicap
sambal. Tu je.
Kelas adik ni.
Aduh.
Nice.
Now aku lapar ni. Aku satu hari belum makan tau.
Ikan selah kuning.
Ooh. Okay, nasi panas-panas deh.
Nasi panas-panas.
Hui.
Not bad. That's like a
staple lah.
Yeah.
Staple.
For the Malay community.
Correct. Macam mak suapnya kan.
Wah, lagi nak suap lagi.
Baik,
betul. Too much.
Mami is a mommy's boy lah.
Kau okay, lah.
Eh, aku dulu. Hmm. Eh, aku mediator. Kau dulu.
Oh, okay. Amy.
Tolak balak.
Okay lah, Amy. Okay, I go first lah. My staple is tu lah. I think all of...
Is it the same as what I'm thinking?
Yeah, the nasi.
Telur, kicap.
Yeah.
Itu memang lah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but I think it goes hand in hand with what Madi is saying.
Yeah.
So lah, if you combine both of us, both of that together, eh.
But I don't know lah. But during my time dulu, I think that is like macam luxury, see.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I think during my time is like okay lah. Aku paling tua kat sini, so yeah. During my time, I think at that point of time, fast food tu tak banyak sangat. Like not really the in thing, and then like macam entah eh. Like it's always the home cooked food lah.
Yeah.
And aku kalau dapat nasi telur kicap macam mak luxury gila sih.
So last time right, why I say it's staple because every time kalau mak aku or like my aunties tak tahu nak cook apa kan, just cook that, then taruh telur kicap dengan nasi together, then they akan suapkan all the cousins and all the siblings.
Kan?
For me like that I will never forget that lah.
That is so nice sih. Lagi makan ramai-ramai gitu. Oh my god.
I cannot say anything. It's the same thing actually.
Apa?
Same thing also.
Yeah. That's his favorite also. Sampai sekarang.
Oh yeah.
So it's not really think, a Malay like staple food lah.
It's I think yours like, is more to like nasi.
Oh no. Butter. Yes.
His nasi masak tak butter.
Mine?
Nasi panas-panas.
Nasi masak dengan butter.
Tak. Nasi panas. So basically you take your rice, put on plate.
Yeah.
Can obviously plate lah, takkan cup lah kan.
Bowl pun can.
Bowl also can. Okay, but we use plate lah.
Plate better lah.
So we take the hot rice, put on plate.
Mm.
And we take butter.
Mm.
Smack that butter right on top of your hot rice. Like that. Okay.
Butter berapa sudu?
Satu. Penuh punya.
No, he will put a lot on.
Penuh.
Tablespoon.
Bukan, tablespoon tu.
Salted or unsalted?
Anything lah.
Salted lah. Normally salted, he like nice it salted. Yeah.
So you take that, you put on top your hot rice, let the thing melt. Or you just kacau the thing. Like you know, you mix all the rice and the butter all together. So basically your whole rice will turn yellow tau. Okay. That's where you put a bit of ketchup. Don't put like the whole thing lah.
How a bit? How do you measure? Like
okay lah, teaspoon lah.
Teaspoon, okay.
A teaspoon. Don't like... You know how we always do it now is like okay, just pour until okay, we rasa cukup. Kita minta is like okay, maybe teaspoon dah.
Ooh,
done.
I should try it.
Yeah, done. Yeah. Then
very nice.
Egg, dah.
Tapi butter kau jangan. It depends on everybody. Macam individual punya preference lah. Ada orang don't like it because it's a bit too oily tu. Kan pasal butter kan. But personally aku memang.
But suka. I love it.
I should try it.
Nah, macam kita typically kita Malay nasi panas-panas, kicap dan telur atau ikan goreng or something like that. His like pada kecil dia mesti kena letak butter.
I think his is simpler sah.
Yeah, in a way, it's just same lah bro.
Sama lah, cuma dia ada extra butter.
Extra butter ni. Yeah, so that's my food lah, growing up.
So if your favorite food was then growing up, so now does it change?
No.
No,
I will still go back to that also lah.
For you?
As and when?
You will never grow out of what you eat.
What you ate last time.
Yeah, right.
Susah. It's hard word.
Yeah.
Because
so like let's say if you're earning like millions now, do you think?
I think he will.
Bro,
still go there. He will still go there.
obviously, millions, bro. Don't talk lah.
Yeah lah.
Maybe something else lah, but that will still be.
There.
Part of me.
Yeah, so like if you have millions, you eat like steak, fish and chip, whatever, like it's,
yeah.
But I think but eventually you will get sick of it.
Yeah.
And then you will still go back to that. Yeah.
Nothing will change, bro.
Huh? Nothing what?
Will change.
Oh, nothing will change.
Okay, so the next question is how popular were you in secondary school?
Oh Lord.
Popular eh?
Can I not popular answer this?
Unpopular lah.
Secondary school eh?
Oh Lord.
I was in school for the wrong things lah actually. So nak cakap popular tak?
Wait, you were in school for the wrong things?
Yeah.
So you went to school for the wrong things?
Yeah.
So what I didn't is go the to wrong
school.
Things?
Okay, I went to school actually not to study lah.
Okay, disclaimer, this one is all in the past. We already grown out of it.
Okay. So kau asal bawa recap balik Sumpah berzaman.
Because I feel like the
listeners, people were thinking apa set ni dulu. Dia masih sekolah ke?
I masih second itu.
Jangan feeling.
Yeah, so school was like, yalah, it was more of apa kau nak bikin dia?
No, because I want to face you very hard. You tak kena gini. Okay, yeah, so
tolak je microphone.
Yeah, so secondary school was
tolak kena
badan. Macam nak cakap okay lah, basically school was just for rugby and no studies. That was me lah. Wait,
can you say which secondary school you are in?
Montfort.
Oh yeah, no wonder rugby. Because not a lot of like secondary schools offer rugby.
Correct. Yeah, so I was there. Basically, I would say more on rugby than studying lah.
For gangster school, sir.
Then yeah.
But the question is, were you popular?
Yeah.
No lah, actually. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? But is rugby the popular CCA in school?
Yeah.
School.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
Kira all the hot boys.
If you want to talk about, popular in the sense of. Oh, okay. I know Shane for this. Then that's rugby.
Yeah, I think for Montfort, rugby is a very big thing for right.
Yeah. And soccer lah.
Yeah, both.
Yeah. But if you're talking about that type of popular, yeah. But if you're talking about other popularity, tak lah. Because all boys school sial.
Yeah, that's true.
Popular what? Popular bro.
All boys school ada.
Go bro.
But then kalau like ada competition with ada inter school ke apa like ada ke like macam cheerleader.
Tak tahu. Oh. Cheerleader.
Cheerleader can be guys also. What?
No.
Guys.
Don't worry, he has a lot of adalah, cheerleaders.
Dululah kan.
So were you one of the cheerleader?
No. I was
cheered on.
Okay.
Yep. So that was That was this.
So Amy,
huh?
Were you popular with like inverted commas? Were you popular in secondary school?
I would probably say that I'm popular for the wrong things.
Okay. So.
Or probably the most hated lah. Maybe probably.
Most hated.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, aku tak tahu orang punya thoughts, but yeah, I think at that point of time.
So you were infamous, ah.
Something along those lines lah. I don't know. I mean like I'm known known as I think I'm known for the wrong reason lah.
Okay. We understand. Madi? I doubt Madi is popular in school. He's confirmed like the quiet guy at the back, just minding his own business.
You wouldn't know.
Aku tak popular.
Tapi why is it?
Focus on my studies lah.
Oh, right, that explains. Yeah,
okay,
betul.
Okay.
Yeah, I go to school for the right intention.
Wow,
class lah ni.
Politically correct answer sih lah.
This fellow class. This fellow.
Okay, but what were your like favorite subjects that you wanna go? Like when you were in secondary school or primary school?
History.
Wow.
Yeah.
History, eh?
I think because of my memorizing skill and then I can score really well for that subject. So, okay, yeah, probably that.
Adi?
For me, it's maths and Malay.
Maths, patutlah Mama Engineer. Sakit kepala otak nak fikir.
And Malay,
Tapi aku ambil high Malay tu.
Aku lower Malay.
In terms of language, aku Malay je yang bagus.
Serius
lah?
But
at that time lah.
I was good in English.
That explains.
No, I think it's because in my household kita berbual English lah. Like not like fluent English lah, like macam we speak English most of the time.
How I am now with the kids lah.
Correct. Yeah. So Shin?
Me English lah bro.
English lah.
Yeah. Fuck mate.
What do you think? Chinese or Malay or
Malay?
What do you think Malay?
Yeah.
And he knows.
The worst student in the Malay class from primary one from primary one all the way to my secondary school days. The worst, bro.
But you had a choice, ah. To choose what to choose.
I had a choice, but I was thinking Malay was the easier choice. Like, okay, primary school, yeah, you know, was like, okay, easy.
But I think your siblings all take Mandarin, then.
Yeah, it was easy shit lah, you know. But secondary, bro, rabak sia. Rabak, bro.
Okay, I tell you something, ah. He will like this Malay song, lah. Let's say one of the Malay song. He will sing like macam okay, pasal he when he likes something like a music, he will keep like listening to it until he memorize, and then he will like sing it with feel, like macam aku macam wow, you can sing like really with feel. But do you know the meaning of the song? No.
Raba,
kau tulis essay macam ni, lyrics lagu.
I like when Mane come into the picture. Yeah.
Thanks, Mane. No, it was basically more of. Okay, like, even in my exam time, eh. Okay, so okay, I think we talk about the primary school one first, lah. Eh. Okay, primary school, it was okay. The exams were like okay, they show you picture. I don't know what's that called, eh.
Lisan, eh? Is it sembarang
exam? Okay, they will show you
oral
lah. Is it
oral in Malay?
Oral lah.
Abi yang picture tu is oral.
Oral is reading and.
No oral sex.
Bodoh. Asal. Aku dengar babi.
Yeah, okay. So it was basically the photos.
Yeah.
Okay, where you have to explain. Okay, yeah. What do you see in the photo?
Correct. Yeah.
So this dumbass of me. Okay. What I will do is I will read everything in English.
Okay. Then translate.
In exam period though.
No, it's not dumbass of you. It's just cocky of you.
No. Okay lah, I can say a bit lah. But it was more of... Because if I read... Like, okay. Example lah. Oh, saya nampak burung ni tengah terbang.
Okay.
Then the teacher will look at me funny. Then after that, I was like... Oh, kenapa eh?
Like, but why? True,
Memang kena describe lah.
Kan? Oh, that's yeah. The thing kan? So after that, when I read everything, she'll be like... Oh, no. Then... When once you do that, like you hey, stop. I'm like, eh.
No, I think it's more when you describe the picture, you must say.
No,
like,
you must be specific. Yeah. You know, must use the right words and shit like that. But I was like, okay, I was telling, I was like really into the thing. Like, okay, this doing this, and the picture. Eh, I don't know lah. I don't know whether you all have that same type of picture. The picture will be like macam in the kampung, the pakcik trying to open the car door, got chickens running everywhere.
But why do you think they do that? Why do we need to test on that?
No lah, must see your so-called your
creativity.
Yeah, and then plus
how you communicate, yeah, things like that.
How you talk, how you relate,
how you explain, yeah. Yes.
Actually, nak kena describe dengan kau kena infer.
Macam buat cerita, right? Macam buat cerita,
yeah,
right?
Correct. Yeah, the inferring part, aku rasa like Shin tak boleh.
Tak boleh, bro. Cannot, bro. Lah. So straight away when the teacher did like, okay, bro, you ask for it, yeah. Okay, the chicken was running around.
Wait, pakcik opening the door.
The uncle was opening the door, going into the car. So this and this happened.
Mati tengah anu tu.
Baju kain. So
baju kain.
Yalah, so it's like that lah. And then secondary school worse lah. Was like I straight away just blah everything in English. Then like the teacher was like, "Hey, you finish your exam already?" Yeah. All my
what teachers is that?
All my everything that is written down is all English. And then I'll come with one big fat zero lah.
You don't even like make effort
try.
To
no.
Wow.
No, I don't.
Is it because
try,
of the experience you had in primary school?
I think so lah. Then it was more of you spell wrongly.
Oh.
Then after that, when you spell wrongly, then they will be like, oh, okay, salah. Then the teachers, bro, my school, the teachers, wah, rabak sia.
Wait, Montfort or primary?
Both ah.
Montfort.
Both, bro. Me, primary, secondary, both, bro.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Knowing that I'm the only, I was fairer back then lah, you know. Knowing that I'm the, you can obviously see, sir, this boy different.
Yeah, different from the rest.
Shane, stand up, read the whole paragraph. Tak macam anjing.
Marah ni, dendam ni.
Shane stand up, bacakan the whole paragraph. Cikgu, banyak-banyak orang saya eh.
Maybe the cikgu is trying to build your confidence.
Bro, I know that teacher bro. Sampai nari bro.
Nama-nama.
Tak boleh bro. Dia memang tak boleh. Tapi yalah, cannot lah. So every time exam Malay fail. Every time. Never even hit 20 or whatsoever. Selalu fail. But I still took up the Malay class lah. Want to be with the cool kids, right?
So Malay cool kids.
Yeah. Cool sih. Yeah? Cool bro.
Itu dia.
Tak nak cakap apa-apa lah kan.
Tak nak.
Okay, I got another question for you.
Okay.
What do you think is more important to be? Smart or kind?
Smart
or kind?
Okay, interesting.
Tickle your brain, eh?
Interesting.
Smart or kind?
Yeah.
Smart or kind?
What was the question again? Huh? What was the question again?
What?
Wait. Would you rather be a smart or a kind?
No, not would you rather.
Then?
What do you think is more important?
More important.
The exact sentence is, do you think it's more important to be smart or to be kind?
Smart or kind?
Okay, we'll take a short break while the KKB team think about
it. No, I think I will go with kind.
Yeah, I know. You will be kind, you will be smart. You will be like, I think smart also can. Kind also can.
It depends on the scenario.
Yeah, you see? That's what I said.
Politically correct.
No, yes. I think I will go with kind. Because smart, kita boleh belajar anytime. You gotta try to say, or we can like still figure or maneuver to learn, or to be smart. Yeah, exactly. But for kind, you have to integrate that since you are like young.
From your heart lah.
Correct. Correct. I don't know. That's how I think lah.
You, Shane?
Smart or kind? smart lah.
Smart lah. Smart. I know you're like think smart. Why smart, not kind?
You can be kind to certain people lah.
Yeah, like to backfire your question, right? Like, if that guy is a dumbass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to be kind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then bukan, it will annoy you ke?
Don't get it.
So like, a person tells you, ask you a stupid question. Then you have to be kind. And answer it like, not to macam terguriskan hati dia.
I would do that lah. I think you would know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Tak faham.
But sometimes people have to be smart to be kind.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Sometimes need deep.
People need to be smart to be kind. Boleh juga.
Yeah, true.
But
because
sometimes
why?
People need to be kind to be smart.
Mm.
Bro, it's vice versa, bro.
I mean, it either way, it's not wrong, you see.
Yeah.
No, you can be kind to certain people.
Yes.
But you have to be smart to mostly everybody. To me lah. Because why? Okay, if you're too kind,
people will step your head.
People say you step girik.
Okay.
Ni macam personal vendetta.
Ni macam kenakan orang ni.
No lah.
Okay. Dia punya emphasize.
Okay, so it's like, you know, you be kind, then people will say, oi, alamak, si dia ni asal eh. Mm. You know, or what you trying to prove or shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, but if you be smart about what you do, they cannot say shit, right? So it's like that lah. You can be kind, but to certain people. Yeah. But you have to be smart to all.
Both
people need to know that you are kind and smart together.
Yeah, but
they cannot know you to become a kind person, but not smart. Then they will just bijak for you.
Betul,
kan?
Class. Betul. Power lah, Made.
I took kind. I still stay to kind.
Okay, another question is, would you rather be loved, respected, or admired? Okay, maybe I break it down to the three one. Love is like, I think y'all know lah what it feels like to be loved because everyone is attached.
Okay.
Then respected. Respected. Yeah, y'all think
love or respected?
Love, respect.
Would you, do you prefer to be loved? To be, or to be respected, or
admired?
Admired.
Tak tahu saya ni.
Aku tanya kau.
Which one you want?
Love,
respected,
respected,
admired.
Admired.
I would. Wait lah. Let me think. I don't think I would want people to love me, to feel love from anyone.
Okay.
So it's a fight between respected and admired.
But you see, if you say you want to be respected, how are you going to do that?
How?
What? Yeah lah. How are you going to be?
How people respect me?
Yeah lah.
By the actions of by your actions ah.
Like you need to be kind. People will respect you.
True.
Yeah. So admired is more like, I think, from afar. Should I say that?
Yeah, or somebody you don't know.
Yeah, macam.
Or probably like much of social media friends, like looking at you. Wow, you're leading this life, you know, and things like that.
Yeah.
Admire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but so, yeah.
Madi
will say all three, bro. Do we need to ask?
I mean, all three.
He will link every one of it.
Yeah, all three is good.
Maybe can list down by priority, lah.
Okay.
First is love.
Ooh.
Second is
coming from Ade.
Love by who?
Kepo.
Me. Doesn't have to be anyone.
Yeah. Class. Okay.
You can love yourself.
See, you all every time say he quiet, right? Now he open his mouth.
Okay, but first priority is love, that. By everyone.
By everyone?
Yeah.
Is it by everyone?
Not by everyone.
No, not
just love in general, you say.
Yeah. I think it's a general question though.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then.
Okay, selamat.
Okay, selamat.
But he did say, would you rather?
Would I rather?
Be loved? I mean, you will get all three.
Or.
Yeah. Would you rather be loved, respected, or admired?
That means you have to choose one.
Yeah.
Love first, then after
the rest will follow. Yeah.
Nak cinta je. Sekolah belum habis.
Okay, that makes sense. But he's old enough.
Yeah. Just kidding.
No, can you imagine? Like, listen, cakap, budak ni masih sekolah.
Baru bercinta.
Madi is just 21.
Wow, 21 eh.
Yeah, for me, Amy?
I'll go with love because everything else will fall. I mean,
in place.
Yeah, correct. I believe in that.
You, Shen? I think you come for respected one.
No.
Then?
Am I yet?
Loki.
Tak boleh lah, bro.
Tak boleh.
All three cannot lah, bro. Not for me. Yeah.
Adoi.
since we are in like. best qualities in everyone, right? Like love lah, admired lah, like be kind, be smart. So like, what are the best qualities for Madi? We go one by one.
Best love language, apa?
Tak lah.
It's not some love language shit.
It's not love language, but it's questions for couples.
Bodo face.
Bodo.
Yeah. Okay, I think scrap that lah. That one is too mushy for KKB lah. Okay,
kau ada satu heartless kat sini. Kau ada satu political kat sini.
You want to be loved or you want to be loved?
Okay, yeah. So like, all of us have bucket list, right? Name one of the things in your bucket list.
Kalau aku cakap, aku tak boleh ketawa, okay?
Okay, guys, get ready ya. Okay, go.
You know what?
Okay, let's test Shane.
Okay, test him. He know. See whether he knows
what. I think
what
he knows. Kau tengok dia punya muka kerek dia.
Kan. Obvious kan, dia ni memang poker tu. Cik action bodoh.
Apa eh?
Okay, yeah. go.
So what's in my bucket? Like what is the one thing that I would really, really, really love to do?
Oh, siap pressure sih, Shane. One thing eh. apa eh?
go apa ni?
what's that place? The thing you pusing-pusing apa umrah?
Carousel.
Kau nak kena petik ke apa, bro? Kau cakap pusing-pusing carousel lah tu. Umrah or Hajj?
Pilgrimage lah.
Yes.
Pilgrimage bukan pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage tak. Kau kau main. Tu pasal aku jauh sikit. Jadi tak detect sangat.
Waduh.
Okay, then what is Shane's bucket list? Well, one of the top lah.
One of the top. Nothing else. The vehicle, brother.
What is it?
Okay, Shane tengah what's my bucket list eh? I don't have bucket list lah, bro.
Oh, you don't have ah?
Don't have.
You live life in the moment ah.
Yeah.
But of course it's this vehicle lah. Don't even say, don't even go there.
Okay lah, yalah. Partly is the vehicle, but I think I don't have a.
They're very simple lah. Shane is very.
No, but it's something that you really want, but you couldn't achieve it now.
Oh, jangan cakap. I will tell you what.
Achieve it now.
The question is like that, then.
Is that the question, Hafiz?
Something you want to do in the future, but you haven't done it now.
My question is simple.
I make it complicated.
Name your bucket list. Made were one big round.
Yeah.
Carousel.
That was the question. Name one thing in your bucket list.
Aduh.
What did you say just now?
Aku pun lupa.
Tapi tak ada. I got no bucket list. Tak ada. You?
Made first.
Okay, Made. Yeah.
One thing in your bucket list. Don't have to be the number one thing lah. Ni pun macam tak ada bucket list je.
Ada, dia tengah fikir mana satu. Dia nak kena kasih political correct answer, bro.
Dia media train lah, bro. Tak boleh cakap
to salah. Fly a plane.
Ooh. How come we never like think of it? But of course I think it rings a bell lah.
Oh, but why? Like since young,
rather than people say like nak pergi travel, nak pergi travel ni, travel tu.
Wow,
I fly you kan? Around, bro.
Wow.
Dek, kau jangan lupa aku, Dek.
Tak ada, tu cerita je.
No, but can become a reality if you try hard enough.
Can you show?
It cause a bomb, bro.
Dalam game ah.
Dah gitu kau call kita. Okay, come on board, come on board.
Kat TikTok kau buat game.
Okay, like to answer your question, Shane. My one is also.
Asal kau tiba-tiba macam emotional face bodoh ah?
Because I'm thinking of that question and I'm also thinking about what I want to say for this question.
Oh, okay.
So I just want to travel the world je lah. If I can make it apa macam work right, then it would be better.
Right.
Cool.
That's awesome. Cool.
Like, macam kau imagine lah. Just imagine lah. I pay you like maybe 15k. To go to a hotel, to just rate the hotel.
Mak.
Tak faham.
Just go there to give them a rating.
Oh, okay.
Of like macam 5-star.
Bro, you watch these people on YouTube where?
which people? Got a lot of people.
I forgot their names lah.
Yang KKB kat YouTube.
Class lah you, bro.
Jangan lupa tengok kita kat YouTube.
Class.
Selit.
Power, bro.
No,
there's this like couple. Okay, I think hotels like what you mentioned. They pay them. You go there, you do. They let you stay there for I think a week or some shit like that. Yeah. They let you travel the whole world. Then everything's paid for.
I think
like these two couple, you know. So there are a few of them lah. But okay, if you wanna ask me what I would really do also. If I have a bucket list, is travel the world using a minivan.
Ooh. But honestly though, like you can do it now, what?
Yeah, but it's hard, what, bro?
Why is it hard? Okay, apart from like.
Like, okay, you see them doing it like on TV and stuff like that. It seems easy, but like the shit they go through doing it. You understand?
Yeah.
There are people in Singapore who does it. If I'm not wrong, there was. Or there is someone who does it with, I think, his wife or something like that.
Yes. Yeah.
So basically, they bought a minivan, they travel the world.
Yeah.
and stuff like that lah. So there is, there is.
But a lot of sacrifices have to come.
Kan?
That's a lot, bro.
So I think they stop work.
Yeah.
You correct. Know, they do this like full time. Yeah. They travel. So it's, yeah lah, if you ask me, bucket list, that would be one of it lah.
Mm.
Traveling. But...
But in, sendiri, in, yeah. In the van, oh my god, boo, your stomach cannot tahan a lot of things.
No lah, I mean like
you suffer. Yeah.
Got toilet and stuff like that.
Dalam van boleh tak ni dapur apa?
Kan?
I mean dapur yang yes.
Stove the like minivan.
The what is that? The portable stove.
Buat makanan.
Oh right.
Cool lah korang punya bucket list.
Yeah. But of course, the pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage is also one of them, lah. But yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Since young, you know, that has been like in my list.
I know it's
funnily, one. Yeah, funnily, yeah, yeah. Coming from me, yeah. So next up, Hafiz, jangan ketawa dulu. Kasih question dulu. He has bad thoughts. That's why. That's why he's like laughing, yeah, like
a
that.
A lot of nonsense question. Because I search, okay, guys. You don't know. I just search like questions for. Mm. You know, Google will auto like tell you like add for you behind, right? Then the first thing that comes is couples. So I just click on couple lah. Then after the first few questions that I ask you, next one is it. Where the first one you want to kiss me at? Where what the hell? How am I gonna ask you all that? Like, what do you find sexiest about me?
Eagerly.
Yeah, so.
Kau tak mau pergi couple? Kau pergi back balik.
But okay, questions four. Questions for boyfriend, girlfriend, first date.
What? Gosh,
bro, everything is for like partners.
Okay. So that's what you are sifting through, lah.
Yeah. Okay. So Madi, like you have a girlfriend, right?
Yes.
Can we dive into that? I mean, not
okay. About what?
Yeah, like, what's the best quality that you love about her? Can I say love? Yeah. Can I can say love.
Of course, lah.
Yeah.
The best quality.
Don't give me a freaking politically
that you were attracted to. That quality is the one that drawn you to her.
Yeah.
Ah.
Is never giving up.
On like
on
you or
on
sorry.
On the relationship.
Never stop loving
wow.
you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Never give up. Yeah? Never.
Never give up one.
Never give up attitude.
Never give up attitude.
Never give up attitude. Yeah. Oh, why does it sound so macam wavy sih?
Wavy.
Tak tahu apa
kau. Wavy.
Tak tahu lah macam banyak cabaran.
Tak ada.
Yeah lah. So we just not gonna deep dive into that lah because rumah tanggurang.
Tak mau dikacau.
Betul. Okay, we're gonna divert. So Amy, so what's the best quality of Shin? So wait, we ask Shin first lah.
Okay, what?
What's the best quality of Amy? That you love about her?
Very, very patient.
Oh. Patient as in the hospital patient? Or
and then
patience.
Patience. Yeah.
Name a incident where she is patient. Almost every day of your life?
Yeah, almost every day, like, actually.
Is there an indication that you're lying?
No.
You're scratching.
Okay, lah, we talk about... Yeah, lah, since we talk about the vehicles just now. Yeah, lah, the car, lah. You know? Whatever shit I want to do, sure, okay, can. Go, do. Carry on. Make sure it's good. Macam gitu lah.
She encourages you lah.
Yeah. And yeah lah, dia macam very patient. Like I can wash the car like for 2 hours. She will go down and sit down for 2 hours.
Wow.
Macam gitu lah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amy, best for off Shane?
I would best say patient also.
Bro, hey. Kita tutup ni podcast je lah.
No, I mean like really what? He's very patient.
Dah kau punya turn lah.
Aku punya turn. Best qualities of my wife. She is a go-getter. Nothing can stop her from what she wants. And she will never give up. So I like that kind in a
person.
In a person.
Kind of
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter like you partner or what. Like, but if you are also my friend, right? Like you are go getter. I'm very supportive and siapa baik pun. You know, we have this friend at work.
Cak Mayat ah, gitu.
Yeah, something like that. So you know, we have this friend at work. His name is Yazid. He's also a go getter. That's why I'm very like fond of him lah. Like macam like if he wants it, like, he will do it.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't care whatever people think, even if that thing is impossible. I'm very attracted to that
kind
that,
of vibe.
I don't know why.
Good vibe.
Good ah. I never say it was bad.
Yeah. Power lah. You get people who are go getters eh.
Yeah.
Like you know they are driven for something.
Correct.
You know.
Yeah.
Then like, if you're talking about okay, where I'm going to is about like work also. Like you know some. I've seen a lot of people lah like. Some okay, they willing to go all out just for the money. Some of them is just like,
boleh lah bro. Alamak, tak boleh lah, susah.
So yeah, for me, tak boleh lah. Aku tak boleh lah orang macam itu.
Yeah, but I'm not saying I have that qualities lah. But I just envy people that has that kind of quality. Like, you can put a very big obstacle in front of them, they will just push through. You know,
betul.
Yeah.
I think it annoys Shin when I was younger. I was like that.
Yeah.
It didn't annoy me lah. How did it annoy
me? Or probably because he was young and then like he's like clueless of why
of what is being a go-getter.
Yeah,
because last time I was spoon-fed.
Mm.
Like everything, oh, okay. What you want, okay. Mm. Dapat. What you this dapat. So
dekat dengan aku.
Ah, but it's good because you turn out to be a go getter, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Correct. And then now it's like, oh my
kau
god.
Yang
yeah. Now that I'm looking at him, I'm like, oh my god, you are like, okay, this is like a reflection of me. Yeah, okay, yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing because it's like both of us macam gitu.
Yeah.
It's a stable thing. Very.
It's like complimenting
each other
lah.
Yep.
Throw that, Roy.
So if you could change one thing about yourself lah, thing would you think? What thing would you think? What thing would you change?
One thing eh?
That I want to change about myself.
Can be physically, can be emotionally, can be what habits you have. I think Amy will go more to the emotional side. Yeah, like something that she would want to change. You for Shin
I think work lesser lah.
Why is
Tak tahu eh.
I think we already in tune to that. Like macam.
No, yeah. Because tak tahu eh. Just the thought about like the whole thing is like you work 7 days a week. Yes, the money is good lah, but
money is not everything.
Yeah. In a way lah.
Now dia dah
satisfied ah.
Now dia dah berumur baru dia sedar. Kalau time muda dia tak peduli. Dia go.
I think because most of it, the responsibilities also change.
Yeah, over the years, yeah.
So like you will tend to like be you want more family time for yourself, no? Or yeah, your own time ah?
Not really own time lah. If I would say yeah lah, more family time. Rather than just hustling all
work.
Yeah. But that hard to change because it's really in tune. You know, but if I could, yeah lah. But fuck, this is Singapore lah, bro.
Yeah lah.
You work like dog until you grow old, bro.
Yeah, you work like become until you become dog.
yeah, true.
It come out a bit different lah. So yeah. Okay, so Amy, change something about yourself.
Huh? About the changes.
Okay, we go to Madif.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are the some things that you want to change about yourself?
I want to change about myself. To be more balanced in life, in terms of career, in terms of life.
Oh, you're not balanced now?
No, he's schooling.
Trying to be work. More balanced.
What are you like more into? Like as in
more into achieving career life, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. I think like got something got to do with
what?
Yeah. Okay, then.
Bodoh lah.
Something that I want to change. change. I think it will be too late already lah.
No, nothing is too late.
Kau sial eh. Saya aku tak dengar eh. Anjing.
Dulu tak dengar sah.
Tak dengar. Apa dia cakap lah?
Tak ada.
Okay. I wish, not I wish lah. Like change eh. Aku tak tahu lah. It's like time ah, time.
You want to change time?
Yeah, if I can reverse back, I think out there, there's like, yeah.
Time to 45 minutes.
Main-main deh ni.
Okay, continue.
Main-main lah.
Time lah. So you want to change back time to where you lost time?
Mm.
On your family, your kids.
Yeah, especially my kids.
Yeah. So it's the same as what Shin cakap lah.
Mm, something like that lah.
It's more of you want more time with your kids. So you want to change time so that at that point of your life,
I can enjoy or fulfill it, like fulfill that moment.
But who's to say you can't do it now?
It's different, bro.
Why?
Different. Now they are grown ups, you know, they have their own activities and things like that. You feel the pinch, bro.
Oh, okay.
You feel the pinch. It's just different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you?
For me, eh?
Tak, saya nak tanya orang question je. Pandai dia dah selit. Next question.
I want to change my height, you know?
Baik.
If you all know, I'm a bit short lah. So, I want to be taller. That's all.
Why, sir?
I don't know. You know when people say like, when you have wavy hair, you want straight hair. When you have straight hair, you want wavy hair.
Okay. Agree.
I think it's that kind of thing. Do you enjoy being tall, Made?
No.
Why?
Do you want to be short?
Nak try je.
Nak try je.
For a while ni lah. For a while masuk tinggi balik.
This one eh. This one.
Masa siap kan?
Bro, you might have tap a lot of short people tau bro.
Madi, how tall are you?
1.975 lah. Average lah. Not say tall.
1.98 eh.
Hey bro.
Tu dah Kobe Bryant dulu.
Ada.
Rest in peace.
Black Mamba.
Oh my god.
Sure. But yalah. Tapi okay lah, tall.
Okay lah.
Talk about tall. Ada lah, tapi I don't know eh. I feel like this height for Asian, okay lah. Kalau talking about white people.
Or but you're trying to say like, you wanted to become some, you want to have that feature of being tall. What? Every, like the whole society think of it as something as macam
it's getting complicated. Okay.
try to rephrase it again. Because everyone is like thinking, okay, you nak kena jadi tinggi. Everyone is like, okay.
No, because
and that's the mentality of you wanting to become tall. Betul lah. Kalau orang tak cakap macam that trait of being tall is something a good thing, then kau macam tak tweaky.
No, like I always wanted to be tall. No, I mean because I think you think that way because you have never been short. Okay, so you don't know the struggles of people being short. So that's why you think like people, yeah. You see, like when a short guy say wants he wants to be tall, he will change straight away. But when I ask you, from a tall you want to be short? Oh, nak try je.
But what's the benefit of being tall to you?
The benefit of being tall to me is
baju tak payah alter.
So jeans especially.
Okay,
I have to alter almost all my jeans. Not okay. Because of the macam the tightness width, or yeah. What? It's just because of the length. Okay. Another thing is, yeah, I think partly also because society, the average is like 1.7 and above.
Mm-hmm.
Not in Singapore lah. I mean Singapore is 1.6 like or average.
Mm.
But if you go to US 1.6, you are like considered a midget too.
Pasal you're all very tall, yeah. Right?
Like the average is like 1.8, sir.
Kau average 1.8 eh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So from now until kau punya US trip kau nak jadi tinggi lah.
Yeah, give me tips of being how to be tall, buddy.
Kacang okay. panjang.
Shane, kau kasih advice sikit.
Wait, Shane isn't that tall.
Tak lah. How old
how
are you?
Old lah.
How tall are you?
167.
Kira kau tall apa?
I think wow. I'm around there lah.
Shane is about there.
Yeah.
But don't you think yourself is short?
If I surround myself with tall people, yeah, I feel short.
But somehow or another, my friends are all tall.
Then you're losing out lah, bro. Okay, talking about, yeah, tall eh. I feel short when I'm around one of my friend lah. I call him
Panjang
Bear.
Lah.
Okay. Bear. He's super tall, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is that? Which Bear?
Fasha Iskandar.
Ah. Yeah.
So when I'm talking to him, physically I'm looking up though. Like, yeah, bro, macam bro. yeah, okay. You know?
Yeah.
So when I'm around him, man, okay. Like, eh, sial lah. Tinggi pun kau. So like that lah.
The feel of macam intimidating.
Yeah, thing. Like, but eh, sial lah.
No,
okay, I think that is a good thing also though. If you were tall and like, you know, tall, whoever sees you, you will feel like macam
intimidated.
Yeah, the shorter person lah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just I think a
psychological.
Yeah, kind of game.
Because Natalie, I also have a friend named Bear. Okay. It's also It's also very tall.
Okay.
Yeah. So I get you, bro.
Ah, like talking to him. Hey, yeah, macam bro. Okay lah. I'm like, eh, sial lah. Kau the only one sia I talk to like this.
So always when we handshake, right? We will hug. Like, macam, eh, macam. When I hug, zoom, Hafiz hilang. Legit, from the back, right, you see, Bear is hugging someone. Like, there no Hafiz already.
Oh, no lah. Yeah. But yeah, I think, yeah, like, if, I think you will feel short when you're around tall people lah. To me lah. I don't want to be tall, but if I could, I don't mind. Maybe yelah. Besok terus bangun. Eh, sial lah. Whole leg kaki out of the bed. Tak ada asal ni.
Okay, you have another three third leg.
Whole leg, bro. Eh, apa sial ni? Starfish.
Yeah, okay. So we move on to the next.
But tapi kalau kau tinggi, kau macam kena stretch tu. Kau kurus.
Tinggi kurus.
Tinggi normally kurus.
Will it be ideal or you just want to stay like this?
If tinggi kurus or stay like this?
Yeah.
Kurus macam mana kurus tu?
Kurus.
Stickman.
Stickman but tinggi.
Stickman tak nak ah. No, but I will choose tinggi because I can train.
No, but if let's say your jeans are just like that. And you cannot do anything because of it. But you are super tall. Tapi you can do shit about the
kaki
thing.
Kaki kau macam chopstick kau tahu.
How you work out, how you eat, how you take weight gainer kan?
Impossible lah that.
Bro, I've seen people who eat a lot and cannot grow.
I think I will stay like this lah.
See? Kan? Nampak? Dengar kan? Tak? Kan? Bapak-bapak dah berubah. Kan?
Okay.
Main.
Last two question lah.
Okay, last two question.
Because the yeah. What's the worst lie you ever told as a kid?
Worst lie?
As a kid eh.
Yeah.
As a kid, worst lie.
Oh my god, you got me thinking.
Worst lie.
I think Mali got idea. You got idea.
Tak apa, korang cakap dulu.
Worst lie as a kid eh. Aku ada.
Okay, go.
But that lie, I kena caught je.
Nah, but you still lied, what?
I got hammering out of that after that. okay, so what happened was I lied to the shop people. Okay, I was at this mini mart.
Okay.
This mini mart. I walk in. So I think that time was the hype of
Beyblade.
No. Shit, what was that?
Ganja.
No. Minimart eh ganja. I think Pokemon cards eh.
Pokemon, okay.
If I'm not wrong lah.
Alright.
Or is it the Digimon kind of
the device? Yu-Gi-Oh!
I don't know lah bro. Okay, I think okay, something okay. Like that.
That's card games lah.
Yeah. So I went in, I took a lot, then just walk out the shop.
Okay.
Okay, then the person like, hey, where you going? Then I like lah. I said, oh no, paid already what? Paid already what? I like, oh, like nothing. Oh, like, kira macam tak live tau. Like, oh, okay, shit's on dah. Okay, tak live. Walking out the shop, sekali I think it was my mum eh. I think my mum. I also like to, I say, oh yeah, paid already.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. Sekali the owner of the shop came out, bro. Hey, boy, come back, you never pay. Bro, kena, bro.
Wait, so did eventually your mom pay for you?
Yeah lah. So paid, came home, thought, okay lah, like, oh, tuck life, shit, I got new decks, you know, oh, happy as shit, you know. Happy, bro. So I was like smiling all the way. Oh yeah, I got my things that I wanted, blah, 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 blah. Bro, got home. Yeah, so example, I was my mom, I was sitting on the floor. So I was like happy lah.
Mm.
You know, the cut and everything. Mm. Bam. Scissors come, bro.
Ooh.
Mm. All kena cut. All kena cut, bro.
But your mom, wasted lah. Cause it's
wasted lah. Like, teaching me a lesson lah.
Oh, okay.
You know? Everything cut, bro. Kena whack like dog. Like anjing, bro. Kena everything. You name it, I kena really, bro.
So wait, after that, do you do again? As in like anything other?
Ada lah, bro.
Ada lah. Ada, bro. Belajar. So you never learn?
Never learn, bro.
Okay.
No difference, right?
Then you get the same card.
I'm still gonna do it, right?
Still gonna do it lah. So I did it, yeah lah. So that was the most stupidest lie lah I ever told as a kid lah.
What was the question again? What was the worst
the
lie?
The worst lie that you ever told as a kid.
Ah, okay. Madi?
Bye.
Is that rokok?
Okay, let's dive into this.
Macam mana kau lie ni?
Aku lie, aku main mancis eh.
Wait, how old were you?
Secondary school?
24.
Sec 2 lah, okay. Sec 2 lah.
Sec 2 lah.
Oh, 14.
So how like you were...
So my first stick was Gudang Garam.
Oh, wow.
Same.
Tak padan abang ni. Same. First stick Gudang Garam.
So kuat kan bau dah balik rumah.
Of course lah.
Oh, so it wasn't done at home lah?
No lah.
It was done outside?
It was done at the staircase.
With friends, right?
Actually, or alone? No. Alone.
Wow. You dangerous. You are poor, bro.
Can. You see, we know so much.
No, because
much,
it's something that is my first time. So okay. I don't want to show it to my friend.
Oh.
You know, that kind of fit. Yeah.
Okay. No, but bro, you're still dangerous, bro. You know why? Still dangerous, bro. You know why? Yeah. Because every time we do shit, right, you must have friends around.
Yep.
You might never know. You take the first pass, you cannot breathe. What happened?
It's true lah. But then at that point of time, still young one.
Correct. See? Yeah.
No, you know who would do this alone? Only psychotic people. No?
Kau jangan.
Joking. Kau jangan lah.
Aku pun buat seorang siapun.
Okay, wait. So tell us what happened.
So, balik rumah. Yeah, my sister smell. And then, she was like, apa ni bau rokok?
Wait, your sister tak smoke lah.
My sister. Can I imagine a young mother?
Tadi. Tapi ya,
tak lah.
Oh, dia tak smoke.
But she has a very strong macam smell lah, macam.
Oh, sense. Okay.
Then she was like, okay, cium tangan. Okay.
Oh,
asal
shit.
Kau tak pakai daun lama kau ni.
Itu berat je. Daunnya taktik belum belajar lagi.
Friends would teach him because he's alone. So he don't know.
So then after that, daun kari, daun limau semua aku bayar sental. Ya.
Daun kari. Balik rumah bau kari. Kau pergi mana? Oh, kerja kat kedai mama.
Tadi ada home economics.
Masak kari ayam. Oh no.
Kau serius ah? No, serius. Serious?
Betul.
No. Okay, okay, wait. Back to the story.
Okay, back to the story.
Cium tangan. Then, apa?
Cakap, ah, ni apa ni? Oh, tak ada. Tadi main mancis. So, my dad brought me to the staircase yang aku main mancis. And I showed him the mancis. The spot where I play mancis.
Oh, wait. So, there was no cigarette lah, right? Lucky for you lah.
Ah, there's no cigarette lah. Oh, of course, so I dispose of the
cigarette. But the matches were still there.
Ada satu dua lah kira.
Oh, still there lah. Okay, what? But okay, then after that,
he so escape lah.
Escape lah.
Oh, didn't suspect anything.
Of course, suspect lah.
But they just like close one eye, then like
close one eye.
Oh, you damn sure lucky, they know. Bro, you damn lucky fella.
Tak ada main mancis.
But apa kata aku main mancis, pak?
So wait, so when you smoke for the first time, uh-huh. So the for your second stick, right? How was the gap? Like the next day ke, the next week ke, the next month ke, the next year ke?
The next hour.
The next hour.
Tak ingat. Maybe a few days later, I guess.
Few years.
A yeah. few days.
A few days.
Yeah.
Same rokok. Kau start early juga, ah,
lain. Oh, lain rokok ah. Oh, kalau
no, because it's just one stick that my friend gave it to me.
Yeah, another. Baru nak tanya, like where you get the stick from?
I didn't buy it.
Oh, okay. Because you cannot buy that also. Right?
Yeah, aku yeah. beli sendiri sih.
Kau tak bila?
Aku campak microphone.
I mean, like yes lah. Your time bila sih?
Aku rasa that time during my time it wasn't that strict, yeah. And we still have the 10 packs, and then masih, even the 6 packs though.
Masih jual the one stick.
Masih.
Then
rokok kopi ah. Yeah.
When I was sec 3, when I was sec 3, dah start the 18 and above sih.
During aku punya time ada 18 and above. Eh tak. Before that tak.
Before the belum.
Before that apa?
Kau this year umur kau berapa?
Anyone can buy.
This year umur kau berapa?
My age now is 29.
Oh, kira aku angka 10 years apart sih.
Yeah. So like when maybe the time that came like 18 years is when aku just around the area that where I was just born.
Probably.
Because I remember, I don't recall any timeline of my life that the rokok was not anyone can buy.
Yeah lah, I mean depends on when you study lah.
Yeah. Agree.
Tapi like I think like minimart and everything, those under the block shop kan, you can easily buy.
Yeah.
Yeah. If let's say you're tall,
yeah,
look mature, they won't even ask anything.
Yeah.
You just go grab, ciao.
See, even buy cigarette, if you tall you can lepas. If short, cannot.
Kan?
Dia masih nak emphasize correct, dia punya.
Correct. Like now also I want to buy cigarette, ask me my IC.
Yeah, sir. Bro, I'm 29, Zul.
And then how? Calm down lah.
Okay guys, I hope you all enjoyed the
Eh, sekejap, kau punya?
Dah apa? Tadi aku dah cakap apa?
Kau dah cakap eh?
Dah.
Belum.
So thanks guys.
Kau nak try eh?
For me eh, the worst lie eh. The worst lie eh.
Dia pandai.
The worst lie actually got to do with cigarette also, maybe. Yes, maybe. Yeah. Cigarette lah, because last time I used to stay at 18th floor. My grandmother used to stay at 15th floor.
Tinggi apa?
Yeah. Fernville. Eh, sini lah.
Oh, really lah?
406C.
Kau shout out lah.
Dah
tak ada.
So like, I will always go down to my nenek. House because my uncle stays there and he smokes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Young uncle.
Yeah.
Fun. Then.
So always when he's asleep or when he's out for work, he will always have a pack of cigarette. Like.
Kau cukai ya.
At home, yeah. So every time I take one. One smoke.
Melampau.
After a while, one became two. Then after two became three.
After three became the whole pack.
Yes. So I think first time I take the whole pack, he never say anything.
Okay.
So buat bodoh. So ingat boleh buat lagi kan. Take the second pack, I went up. I was smoking. Sekali my uncle came out. Fiz, do you take my cigarette? Saya cakap, ha? Tak ambil cigarette. Kau tahu cigarette tu, aku cepat-cepat taruh kat bapak aku di depan.
Kau sabos, ya?
Yeah. So when he came in, do you take my cigarette? Saya cakap, tak lah. So when he went to like to check, then it's at my dad's desk. So he just take and he chow lah. So I got safe lah for that.
Oh, you that lucky.
Yeah, so hello lucky. Uncle, now you can claim back.
Because after I smoke, I go in, then I like want to on TV kalau ada orang ketuk tau. So my uncle has this ketuk like very
ganas punya.
So you know it's him.
Okay.
So I go cepat-cepat taruh. Aku tak nak cakap nama dia. Aku panggil dia busu lah. So busu. Dia tu masih great sam. Tak. So he went in, he see that, then he just take. That's all lah. So until now,
lucky
he don't know.
Fella. He will be no. He probably will thinking that your father confiscate his cigarettes. Yeah.
Maybe he thought that my father also smoke. Because my father don't smoke.
Oh my god, uncle! Now you know, uncle.
Now you know, uncle.
If you're listening, then you know lah.
Now you know who has been stealing all your cigarettes.
Okay, guys. With that, it's a very good and one hour. Hope you all. Hope you all get to know more things about the KKB team.
Yep.
We are also featured on True Horror Stories POV, episode 9, on YouTube. You can check that out. It's our story about hantu, ghost. And reach out on our Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, whatever. You can DM us if you got anything you want to say to us. Or yeah. Okay, with that, we'll see you in the next episode.
Ciao.
Ciao, baby.
Bye.
Ciao.
Tak orang, tak kita. Mari kita duduk berbicara. Tak orang, tak kita. Semua kita enggak biasa. Tak orang, tak kita. Mari kita duduk berbicara. Tak orang, tak kita. Semua kita enggak biasa. Even half tonight. They go by the name KKB.
Hello.
Yeah. Get it. Bukan nak mengata ataupun nak menghina. Kita semuanya hanya biasa-biasa saja. Jangan kerana mulut badan jadi binasa. Tiada mana sempurna, kita hanya manusia.
Bang, bicara, let it go. Now everybody in the house, here we go.
Semua
bang, bang, let it go.
You can now,
everybody in the house, here we go.
Skinny baby.
Kau nak mengata ya.